Welcome, welcome everyone. My name is Sean, and today I want to talk about this call to action from black churches in the city of Boston that demands that white churches pay reparations because white churches, I guess, are the mecca of evil white racism. And as we all know, the capital of the Confederacy was in fact Boston, Massachusetts, and therefore, they owe black people money because slavery and reparations time. Now, we're going to get into this, but before we do, I want to thank everybody who signed up over at actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay.
And remind you that on Saturday, April 27th, I will be at the Minds Fest in Austin, Texas. Link to tickets in the top of the description. Use promo code AJW for 20% off. Come on, guys. I fought for this promo code for you. So all over this country, in response to the George Floyd incident, in response to Black Lives Matter riots, a bunch of cities and states have decided to set up what they call reparations commissions to tally up how much you owe black Americans due to the long history of slavery that none of these black Americans actually suffered from. And we've seen absolutely outrageous estimates. If you remember, in San Francisco, they put up a proposal that would cost each resident in order to pay the reparations about $600,000 per person. It was like $5 million in one-time payments, a guaranteed income of $90,000+ a year. There were ridiculous proposals about $1 in order to buy a house. Why don't you just ask for a free house in San Francisco if you're demanding a $1 mortgage? And we've seen this repeat over and over again. The numbers keep getting more ridiculous. But for some reason, we're supposed to pretend that it is a good use of our tax dollars to hire a bunch of anti-white black activists, put them on a reparations commission, and ask them to calculate how much money the taxpayer should fork over to them, and act like this is the way that you would generate sensible policy. Well, in Boston, they're not waiting for the report. In Boston, they've thought of a new mechanism in order to get reparations, and that is to go after the religious communities, and of course we're talking about churches that are predominantly white, because you know what? You owe them money, it is divine, their right to the money, so they might as well go straight to your clergymen, so that way they could preach the gospel of you owe black people money directly to you while you're in the pews.
Task Force studying how Boston might enact reparations for its black residents continues its work. One local group is calling for churches to support the fight for reparations.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie, when they did that pan over those three letters, I thought they legitimately said NPC, and if they did, this would have been absolutely perfect. But yeah, so they're going to the churches, they're demanding that they pay out the money. Get a load of the amount that they want. It's absolutely absurd. Let me just play that for you.
As WPZ's Paul Burton reports, they're asking for a payout in the billions.
So we call on the white church in Boston to join us in supporting a black reparations movement.
Can you just imagine the audacity of going to your state representatives and saying, you know what? I didn't have anything bad happen to me in my life. I was neither enslaved or had any impact from that. I'm also in the state of Massachusetts, which I believe is the state to not comply with the Fugitive Slave Act, first state to abolish slavery. And you know what? I've decided that you taxpayers, representatives, you need to make this happen, owe me money. And you actually get one of these stupid commissions set up. And of course, it's going to calculate billions upon billions of dollars that are owed to the black residents in Massachusetts, because apparently Massachusetts is also the capital of the Confederacy for some reason. But then you can't even wait for that. But then you can't even go and say, okay, we're going to wait for the calculation and then complain that it should be more money. You decide that you're going to go to the churches and tell them that they need to fork over the billions of dollars, because aren't white people racist, and aren't white people who are religious the most racist?
Standing in solidarity, clergy leaders from across the city of Boston gathered for an interfaith multiracial meeting at the Resurrection Lutheran Church in Roxbury, Nubian Square.
Now look, I just want to make this clear to everybody out there in the audience. I am not a doctor. I am not a scientist. I am not an anthropologist, although I have seen almost every episode of the hit Fox TV show Bones. That being said, I am a student of character. I do like to study people, notice patterns, and reflect upon what I'm noticing. And one of the things that I've realized in my old age is that if you want to have a really progressive progressive church, usually, but not all the time, usually, and this has nothing to do with black people, we're talking about white-led churches, the progressive church leader will be a white woman, and usually that white woman will have short hair. So even though the local news describes this as a very, very diverse collection of people, I notice that there's only three whites there, and two of them are the women that I described. I'm not saying anything. I'm not making any assumptions or anything like that. I'm just pointing to what I'm seeing on the screen, and it just seems like this is a disproportional representation of female clergy to hold these woke positions. Also, I did notice that this guy was right here. He's kind of hiding off in the corner. Honestly, he shouldn't have been here. Shame on him. But yeah, this is the broad coalition of almost all black people who demand that other churches give money to black people.
They're here to ask the religious community to atone for black Boston suffering and support black reparations.
So the religious community needs to atone for black suffering in Boston. And by the way, the Puritans, the religious community that was the strongest in Massachusetts, they led the abolitionist movement. After abolition, they actually sent down school teachers in order to educate people, teach them to read and all that. So let's be clear about this. They have nothing to atone for, even if I did believe in ancestral collective guilt, which I absolutely do not. They should study some history. They should study the sacrifice that the people of Massachusetts made in order to free black people who were enslaved in the United States of America before spouting off at the mouth and claiming that they're entitled to the money that parishioners in these churches give to their faith leaders in order to spend on good works. This is not good works at all whatsoever. If you give money to one of these churches and they decided to show up over here to fork it over to these black people, to these scammers, by the way, then you should be ashamed of yourself and you should stop giving and you should find another church. Not saying leave your faith or anything like that, but find another church if this is what they're going to do with your money. And by the way, this is also an expressly political cause. You know, a bunch of these places have to register as nonprofits. I know there's significantly different ones between like a charity and a church. It's like 501c3 versus 501c4. And they're not supposed to be spending their money on political activity. This is brazen political activity. And the whole purpose of this is to get people in these white churches to pay for this political cause. Absurd. No way.
And we are coming, as Dr. King said, to get our check.
Don't you love the truest interpretation of religion? We are all gathered here in this house of God in order to get our check. And since we're not going to be able to get it from the city because we put up way too much money in demands for things that never actually happened to us, we're going to say that these white faith leaders need to fork over the money. Honestly, I was waiting to see them play the Anna Kasparian clips.
And we are coming, as Dr. King said, to get our check.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay?
Because I think that is the best way by far in a way to ask people for donations for whatever your cause is. Everybody should be using that. Unfortunately, I got to it first, so I will in fact, despite that I don't have the copyright for it, sue anybody who tries to use it at all in the future. Trust me, I will come after you. I will hunt you down through the ends of the earth. I will walk through the valley of the shadow of death in order to chase you down if you dare use that clip. And if you don't believe me, if you don't trust that's true, all I have to say is come at me.
Come at me right now and tell me I'm the bad guy because I want these people who dismembered corpses and tried to conceal the evidence in prison. Come at me and tell me I'm the bad guy. Come at me.
Sorry, I'm getting distracted from the topic. I'm going to go back to the news segment, the news clip.
Organizers from the Boston People's Reparation Commission say they're also following up on their demand on the city of Boston for a $15 billion initial payout to begin the process towards repair and reconciliation to the city's black community.
Insane! You guys are insane. Anyone who thinks this is okay is insane.
You know, I've been pretty clear that I'm against reparations. I think it's a stupid policy. It's a divisive policy. It's identity politics nonsense in every possible way. But the idea that these people would come together and demand $15 billion, not as the whole cost of reparations for just the black residents of Boston, by the way, but as a starting point, as an initial payment, as a down payment, as in you're going to give them additional money on top of that, just shows you how crazy these people actually are. Just shows you how out of touch these people actually are. Again, these people are demanding your money. Look at them. Look at everybody in this room.
Insane! You guys are insane. Anyone who thinks this is okay pay is insane.
And tell me if you think these people are worse off than the average person in the United States of America or better off than the average person in the United States of America. You don't got access to politics. You don't got access to be appointed to a reparations committee. You don't got access to your city councilman the way that these people do. And yet they're demanding your money and a huge chunk of money, $15 billion as a starting off point. Crazy in every possible way.
$5 billion as initial payment around cash payouts, $5 billion around strengthening our financial institutions, creating a new black bank, $5 billion in terms of addressing issues of the education achievement gap.
Insane! You guys are insane. Anyone who thinks this is okay is insane.
Yeah, let me just say, hell no. Absolutely not. No way. The idea that you're going to give $5 billion in cash payments, then you're going to give $5 billion in order to put up a bank just for black people in the city of Boston is insane.
Insane! You guys are insane. Anyone who thinks this is okay is insane.
If you want to start a bank, then start a bank. But by the way, you're not going to like the results of that because it turns out black-owned banks are less likely to give loans to black people than white-owned banks because white-owned banks are worried about being racist and black-owned banks understand that credit scores aren't something that was made up by white supremacy and they are indicative of your ability to pay back loans. And as for the $5 billion for the achievement gap, that's just money to be incinerated in the education budget, which, by the way, is one of the reasons why the teachers' unions are starting to come out in favor of this policy because it means more money for them. Because you know what the problem is in black school districts across this country? That we're not wasting enough money on said school districts. Go look at the Baltimore School District. It's number 3 or number 4, depending on the year, in terms of per pupil spending, about $21,000 per pupil. And the results are absolutely terrible. It's not the money, it's how the money is being spent. If you keep funneling billions of dollars into a corrupt system that doesn't work, you're just going to waste more money on a corrupt system that doesn't work.
Between blacks and whites.
In 2022, the Boston City Council and Mayor Michelle Wu offered an official apology for the city's involvement in the transatlantic slave trade. She also launched 2 task force research teams to study Boston's role in slavery and its long impact on descendants.
So, of course, the mayor that had the segregation dinner and she emailed out the invitation to all the white representatives by mistake and then had to email them back and say that they weren't invited because they're white, not only has one reparations commission, but apparently has 2 of them, because you need multiple task force in order to understand just how evil, white, and racist Boston actually is. I can't believe you people elected this person. I can't believe this is the woman that you're going to bat for. The woman who's going to put these activists in power in order to draw up a bill in order to try to enforce that upon you guys as citizens. Crazy in every possible way, embarrassing in every possible way. And again, this is the cost for Boston, a place that is in a state that was among the first to abolish slavery in the United States of America, ignored the Fugitive Slave Act, and of course sent people in the Civil War to die in order to free these slaves, and then during Reconstruction sent teachers down there to educate people. All of that is washed away because you know what? There was white people in charge in Massachusetts and white people are racist. Don't you know that? Evil white racism. Oh my God, what are we going to do about these white people and their evil white racism?
So we still suffer from the trauma of those instances, and even today, dealing with racism.
Look, I'm going to speak for everybody out there in the audience, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian even, whatever your religion, whatever your sexual orientation, whatever your gender identity, whatever your species is, in case there's a dog that happened to have clicked on this video. This guy needs to shut up, obviously. Shut your face. Nobody cares about your imagined struggles or anything like that. You cannot play victim, but also be on a commission that is seeking to allocate billions upon billions of dollars to the preferred racial group that you happen to be a part of, and people are actually treating this like it's legitimate. And then go above and beyond that, stop advocating for just the government to pay it, but to knock on houses of worship that happen to have more white parishioners and say, hey, you know what? You owe me money, and get your flock to get on board with it. Tell them God wants you to give me the money because that's how I roll. The level of entitlement that this guy has and everybody who's standing up there is absurd. Absurd in every possible way, and yes, they should be shamed for it.
On Saturday, this group called on the white church in Boston to support the black community for its association in slavery.
Today, we call upon this city, its financiers, and its white churches to stop the shirking, stop the lying, tell the truth, and pay what is owed.
So, of course, they drag out this white guy right here, and he says, stop the shirking, pay what is owed, or let me read everything on my script. I owe black people money. I'm the reverend at this church. Trust me, I'm totally a good guy. And again, I will say, if you are anybody with any kind of common sense and you see this guy doing this, just leave the church. Just get away from this guy. He's very questionable, and this is what he's going to do with your money. Not for whatever the works of the church, not for actually helping people, but for giving to these other people with more political power, because that's the progressive position right now. Also, and I know this is subjective, but I don't like his scarf. I'm just saying, it's not for me. It's not something that I'm interested in. But again, that's kind of the least important thing, but also maybe possibly the most important thing. I just don't like it. Now look, that's all I really have for you guys today. Thank you so much for watching. If you like this video, then show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on my social media, support me via support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about apparently white churches owing black people money. Till next time.